In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're going to begin the three missions of Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. This is essential to understand Louisa and understand why God has given this great gift of the divine will to the world at this time. It's a new beginning, but really, in reality, it's the oldest thing that God has given. This is the life that Adam rejected. When God breathed into the dust, what came out of the dust was the image and likeness of God. And the reason for the image and likeness was to be one with God, so that we can participate in divinity. And again, this is one of the reasons why at Holy Mass, the priest puts the drop of water into the chalice, and the priest says, may we share in the divinity of Christ. This is what God wanted from the beginning. As St. Peter says in his epistle, we are called to be divinized. Not to become gods, but to share in this divine life of our triune God. So, and we're going to start with volume 12, January 17th, 1921. The three fiat, the third fiat. There's three fiats, the fiat of creation, fiat redemption, fiat of now sanctification. The one of creation, the fiat of celestial mama for redemption, and now the third fiat of Louisa for the kingdom of the divine will. And this is important for us to understand, that Jesus always chooses the lowest creatures. When I've heard some people say, well, I'm going to have a high place in heaven. Well, if we are little, Father Bucci always said, to live in the divine will, you have to be little, insignificant, and hidden. To be little, insignificant, and hidden. And this is what God chooses, the lowest of creatures, not the ones that want to be known or loved or in power. God doesn't want that, because he's the one that should be loved. He's the one who has all the power. He's the one who we adore. So Louisa says, I felt my poor mind immersed in the immense sea, this ocean of divine, of the divine will. And our intellect, memory, and will is going to change as we enter into the divine will. Everything changes for us. And she says, my poor mind felt immersed in this immense ocean, the sea of the divine will. And I could see the mark of the fiat everywhere. And see, that's why in our prevenient act in the morning, we say to our triune God that we want to be fused with you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we want to be fused with you the way you have taught Louisa, to be one with Jesus, Mary, and Louisa, the new Adam, Jesus, the new Eve, Mary, and the newborn, Louisa Picaretto. So we want this fusion to be with our triune God, with the reflection of the Trinity on earth. Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. So what God is going to show us in these writings is this oneness of Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. The Old Testament, before the crucifixion, death, and resurrection, the Old Testament was when Jesus went to Mount Tabor, and there was Jesus, Moses, and Elijah. In the New Testament, we've had Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, how to live the house of Nazareth, how to live this abundant life like Joseph with Jesus, the new Adam, with Mary, the new Eve. And now in the third era, it's going to be Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. And it's not degrading Moses or Elijah. It's not degrading Joseph. It's this new era that we are entering into. As Pope St. John Paul II said, we're going to enter a new heavens and a new earth. So we have to get ready for this abundant life that's coming. And so God is giving us more of what we had before. And she says, I could see the mark of the fiat everywhere. So when you do your prevening act in the morning, you want to fuse yourself with our triune God through Jesus, Mary, and Louisa, to fuse ourselves with all of creation, all of redemption, and all of sanctification, the three fiats. We want to enter into and see the love of God. St. Thomas Aquinas says that you see the love of God in creation. Well, with the third fiat that Jesus has given to Louisa, and we're now being asked to participate in this, this third fiat is creation begins to speak to us. Maybe not with our ears, but we begin to see, to hear, to smell, to taste the I love yous of God in all of creation. Jesus says, every leaf on a tree, every blade of grass, every grain of sand, every drop of water, it is an I love you. And most people are ignorant of this word, if you want to say, this voice of God saying, I love you. So creation, when you do your rounds of creation, you begin to experience the I love yous of God. And that's what she says. I could see the mark of the fiat everywhere. I saw the mark of the fiat in the sun. And it seemed to me that the echo of the fiat in the sun brought me divine love. You're going to experience this. You're going to experience a new and more powerful I love you from God in creation. It's not just going to be a pretty sunset. It's not going to be, you know, in awe of the stars at night. It's not going to be, you know, looking in a microscope and seeing, oh, this is marvelous. This is what God wants. We're going to experience the I love yous of creation. We're going to witness the I love yous with every one of our senses. He says the senses were made for God so that we can begin to hear, smell, taste, touch, see the I love yous all around us. So she says, I could see the mark of the fiat everywhere. And that's what's going to happen with us. Little by little, step by step, we're going to experience the I love you of God. And when we look, again, you can see this with a child, a small child who's given a flower for the first time. They're in awe of it. Wow, look at this beauty that's here. And but as an adult looking at this, you're going to hear, smell, taste, touch, see the I love you of God coming from the flower. Every detail that's in a flower. It's so amazing. Who could produce such beauty? For us, Jesus says, this is why he created everything perfectly. Everything was good. What God wants for us is to enter into this I love you, to embrace creation. And this is what Louisa has done. And this is what God is going to show us, how to hear the echo of the fiat in the sun that brings to us divine love. We begin to we feel the warmth of the sun, and we begin to understand this I love you of God. And she says, this I love you darted through me, wounded me, flashed through me. It's like you're consumed in this love, like fire. She says, and I, on the wings of the fiat of the sun, I went back to the eternal one. Okay, so it's like we breathe in this I love you, and then we breathe back out this I love you back to God. We return on the wings of the fiat to go back to the eternal one and back to our triune God, bringing the name of all of humanity, of the human family, past, present, and future. We bring everyone with us back to God. So that's what Adam did. That's what Our Lady did. That's what our Lord did. And this is what they taught Louisa, to begin to breathe in that I love you in creation and breathe it in, receive this I love you. Why? To breathe back to God his I love you, not a human I love you. So that's sharing in divinity. This is what God is asking of us. Are you willing to return back to that life that Adam had before the fall, back to that true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary that they have given to Louisa. So he says very, very clearly, in the name of the human family. Now, we love the saints, like Mother Teresa. She would go out. She'd spend 5 hours in front of the Blessed Sacrament and then 5 hours on the street bringing in the children that were abandoned, that were dying. In the divine will, we're called to do more than Mother Teresa. We're called to bring in all of humanity back to God, as Jesus did, as Mary did. Jesus on the cross, Mary at the foot of the cross with Jesus. He redeemed, she co-redeemed, she was with him. Her heart was split in two as his heart was split in two. And Jesus said it was a miracle that she didn't die, but it was because of the divine will reigning in her. So in the name of the human family, she says, she breathes in this I love you of creation to breathe back to God this I love you, which darted and wounded and flashed through the supreme majesty. So this I love you that comes to us, this consuming fire, this divine love, we breathe in. Why? To give it back to him. What can we give to God but what is God's? And what we give back to him, like Louisa says, this fiat, this love of the Son, of the heat, the wounded me, flashed through me. She breathes it in, this love which darted and wounded and flashed back to the supreme majesty. We participate in God, God's image and likeness, to do what God does. This is why he created Adam. This is why he wants us to possess this gift, to give it back to him. And Louisa says, and I said, in your fiat, you gave me, Louisa, all this divine love. And only in the fiat can I return this divine I love you back to you, Lord Jesus, back to you, Triune God. Do you see what God is doing? He's allowing us to participate in a divine manner because of what he has done, not what we've done nothing. And again, that's what St. Louis de Montfort says. In the final days, they'll be the greatest saints in the history of the church, history of the world, but it's nothing that they have done, but what God has done for them. So our Lord is looking at us and he's saying, I've chosen you, you who are the lowest, you who are the least, I've chosen you so that I could bring back to humanity this divine I love you, so humanity can bring back to God what God wanted from the beginning. He breathes this I love you into us. It's a fiery love, a consuming love. And then we breathe that in and we give back to God what is God's. Jesus in us are doing that. It's Mary and us, the new Adam and the new Eve are breathing back to God this divine I love you. So what is happening is it's a new beginning that our Lord is asking us to possess. It's a new beginning where as we read, as we study, as we put this into practice, this fire, this consuming fire is alive and see, this is what's coming. This consuming fire, this purification, is the true love of Jesus, the true love of Mary, the true life of Jesus, the true love of Mary, the true light of Jesus, the true light of Mary through Louisa. This is what's coming. And God is saying, are you ready for this? And he says, I'm going to help you become ready for this by what I have given to Louisa. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always and be divinely healed. We pray this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.